Shalom, Australia. The body of the sixth and last construction worker killed in Monday's garage collapse in Tel Aviv was found by rescue workers yesterday, bringing rescue operations to their unhappy conclusion. The military search and rescue forces from the Home Front Command have extracted the body of the final missing person from the rubble at the site. On Friday, rescue workers found the bodies of the fourth and fifth missing persons, which were buried under the sand and debris. So far, three of the six victims have been named as Oleg Yakupov, 60, from Tel Aviv, Denis Dietznitsko, 28, a foreign worker from the Ukraine, and Ihad Ashhaj, 34, a Palestinian from Beit Rima, northwest of Ramallah. The Knesset's Labor, Welfare and Health Committee on Thursday summoned representatives from the Dan Yosibus Construction Company, various government ministries and police to address the fatal collapse in the Ramat HaChayal neighborhood. The Russian Foreign Ministry on Thursday said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and PA President Mahmoud Abbas have agreed in principle to meet in Moscow, reporting that the two leaders were willing to sit down for face-to-face meetings in a bid to revive peace talks. The announcement came a day after it was revealed that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas was a Soviet spy in Damascus in the 1980s. Documents from the Mitrokhin archive, kept by KGB defector Vasily Mitrokhin and obtained by Israeli researchers Isabella Ginor and Gidon Remes, revealed that Abbas was a Soviet mole in Damascus in 1983. Abbas, codenamed Krotov, mole, was involved with the Soviets, while Mikhail Bogdanov, today Vladimir Putin's envoy to the Middle East, was stationed in Damascus. Bogdanov is responsible for brokering the summit between Abbas and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Moscow. Fatah official Nabil Shah denied that Hamas was ever a KGB operative, calling the claim a smear campaign that attempted to distract from potential Russian-led peace talks in Moscow. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday accused the Palestinians of advocating ethnic cleansing of the Jewish population in the West Bank and decried what he said was the world's silence on the issue. Speaking in English in a video message posted on his Facebook page, Netanyahu asked whether people in other parts of the world would accept such demands in their own countries. Netanyahu said it's outrageous that the world doesn't find it outrageous. He said he envisaged a Middle East where young Arabs and young Jews learn together, work together, live side by side in peace. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau responded saying, "We obviously strongly disagree with the characterization of those who oppose settlement activity or view it as an obstacle to peace, as somehow calling for ethnic cleansing of the Jews from the West Bank. We believe that using that type of terminology is inappropriate and unhelpful." Israel Railways resumed infrastructure work yesterday on the Tel Aviv-Jerusalem rail link and maintenance work on another line, as instructed by Labor Minister Chaim Katz. Katz announced on Thursday afternoon that some crucial work will be undertaken on Shabbat, adding that Israel Railway employees who prefer not to work on that day can opt out. The announcement came amid a political tussle between Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz, the ultra-Orthodox parties, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who earlier this week was spared the need to deal with the issue when the High Court of Justice nullified his controversial order to halt any work on Shabbat. Last Shabbat brought transportation chaos after the Prime Minister ordered a stoppage to work on all infrastructure projects except three due to pressure from his ultra-Orthodox coalition partners. The work took place the next day, forcing the cancellation of rail services on the busiest day of the week. Meretz leader Zahava Galon challenged the Prime Minister's right to make such a decision, and the court upheld her challenge, meaning that the transportation and labor ministers had to take the responsibility. Police on Wednesday arrested Netanya mayor Miriam Feyerberg-Ikar on bribery charges involving multi-million dollar real estate deals in her city. Feyerberg-Ikar, who has been mayor of the coastal city for almost two decades, was arrested after being questioned under caution. She was later remanded for 6 days. Arrested with her were municipality official Rabbi Shimon Saar, two contractors, and another unspecified suspect. Israel recently broke ground on a new 2 million shekel project, a subterranean barrier aimed at stopping Palestinian terror groups from tunneling into the country and carrying out attacks. The concrete wall, both below and above ground, will be built along the entire 60-kilometer border between Israel and the Gaza Strip. Construction began at the Shar HaNegev Regional Council to protect a cluster of Israeli towns bordering the northern Gaza Strip from cross-border attacks. Hamas spends $40 million per year on tunnel construction. Five Arabs from northern Israel were sentenced to multiple jail terms on Thursday for joining the Islamic State and planning to carry out attacks in Israel in the group's name. The men had all confessed under a plea bargain arrangement. They were part of a seven-man group arrested in late 2014. World Vision wrote to its 120 contractors in the Gaza Strip last week, saying that due to the freeze on bank accounts, the organization could no longer pay them. Israel froze World Vision's bank accounts following allegation that the NGO's Gaza director, Mohammed El-Halabi, funneled millions of dollars to Hamas. The IDF on Tuesday posthumously awarded a Medal of Bravery to Staff Sergeant Tuvia Weissman during an army ceremony held in Jerusalem. Weissman was shopping with his family in a West Bank supermarket on February the 18th, when assailants began to attack customers with knives. As he was off duty at the time, the Nahal Brigade soldier was without a service weapon, but nonetheless confronted the assailants. Doctors at Jerusalem's Shaare Tzedek Medical Center pronounced Weissman dead a few hours later. The medal was presented to his widow, Yael Weissman. On Tuesday, it was announced that Howard Sidar and Aaron Rezin, Hebrew University of Jerusalem professors, pioneers in the field of epigenetics, have received Columbia University's 2016 Horowitz Prize. 43 previous Horowitz Prize winners have gone on to win the Nobel Prize. Sidar and Rezin's work has strongly influenced epigenetics, the study of how organisms change by altering gene expression and not genetic code. Israel has not won any medals yet at the Paralympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, but the country has already had its first moment of pride. Wednesday night's opening ceremony featured snowboarder Amy Purdy, who danced a solo with an orange robot named Kuka. Purdy wore a 3D printed dress, which was conceived and created by Israeli designer Danit Peleg. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.